bingle bongle dingle dangle yickety do yickety da ping pong lippy tappy too ta.
The opinions and waffles expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Radio Nope and its cousins. Now here's the show. 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 Show.
شما در حال گوش دادن به The Top Dollar Hour with Tunica Jones هستید. لطفاً دو ساعت الهام بخش را تجربه کنید. پیام ها، گواهی و اعتراف ها. و حالا فروتن شما اینجاست. اما راهنمای باشکوه به زندگی جادویی جدید شما. Tunica Jones.
Yeah, well, hi, it's me, Tuna Can Jones, scratching my beard. I just woke up, and, I had coffee. It wasn't enough. Welcome to the Top Dollar Hour with Tuna Can Jones. And we're listening to some songs. A few songs. I'll name some of the things we're listening to. How about some Merle Haggard? Magic Sam. We're listening to Stan Freberg and Vincent Price. How about some Jad Fair and Teenage Fan Club? Does that float your boat, kids? Well, here's Andre Williams with the Greasy Chicken.
You've seen how it's done, but here's a brand new one. Oh, it's the best under the sun. It's a real nice dance, and it's really clicking. It's a crazy little thing they call the Greasy Chicken. Now just remember, it's an easy dance, and it's really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the Greasy Chicken. Now. Oh, down in Maine and Mexico, they say, El Greasy Chicken.
The Greasy Chicken?
And in Germany, they say,
Volkswagen Greasy Chicken.
And in Chinamen, they say,
Greasy Chicken.
And down yonder, they say,
The Greasy Chicken.
Now this dance is back, and we're going to try to show you how it goes. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the Greasy Chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the Greasy Chicken. All in Mexico, they say, El Greasy Chicken. And in Germany, they say,
Was the slow, the Greasy Chicken.
And in China, they say,
Greasy, Greasy.
And down here, they say,
The Greasy
Chicken. Cock-a-doo-doo!
legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that 45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah, you were right.
I was right?
Yeah, it was a gun. 8.22 p.m., I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the ma'am. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11.45 p.m., I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you gonna catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Scars, love wounds, and marks. Comprendí.
That was Lorea. Oh, Con Los Shakers, Solo Estoy, off the album Chicas, Spanish Female Singers, from 1962-1974. Then there was an anonymous, untitled, from a collection called Listen to the Wind That Obliterates My Traces, Music and Vernacular Photographs, 1880 to 1955. Everly Brothers, Love Hurts. That was off a collection of Everly Brothers. But you know the song. You know the group. They're great. I love them. Everly Brothers, yeah. Yay. Stan Freberg, St. George and the Dragonette, off of A Child's Garden of Freberg. Stan Freberg, brilliant. Yes, brilliant. You know, I might sound like I don't care about these songs right now. I do. I have no feeling. I have no feeling whatsoever. Maybe later on. Maybe if this caffeine kicks in, you know. I don't know. I do like these songs. I picked all this stuff out last week. Made me happy. I listened to it this week before I decided to play them tonight or this morning, whatever, you know, time is malleable. You're listening to Radio Nope, RadioNope.com. And if you're not listening to RadioNope.com and you're listening to this through some other means, it means you're listening to it through a subscription to iTunes or a subscription to an RSS feed or through my website, thetopdollarhour.com. Which is under my other website, which is the same website, just different page. I don't know. It's all confusing. FirmHandshakeNetwork.org. I have art there and shit. So, anyways. Let's see. Let's continue. We're going to... let's hear the Yum Yums with the song Yummy Love off of the album The Yum Yums Play Good Music. I guess the album technically is ... play good music. But when you look at the album cover, it says The Yum Yums, the name of the band, and then it goes ... play good music. So honestly, when you read the front of the album cover, it says The Yum Yums Play Good Music, although there's a ... which kind of indicates that ... play good music is the title, not The Yum Yums ... play good music. So glad to have clarified that for you. So here's some Yummy Love.
De mi corazón, un tintero envuelto en sombra, y mi alma grita desolada como un suspiro envuelto en mis lágrimas. Empiezo a ver las palabras marchitarse en mi mente muerta. del abismo absorbió mis sueños y la muerte me ha cogido en su seno. Cae el oscuro y cumplía mis sueños tan acostumbrados a ver. Es mi compañía y veo en medio de la hierba marchita una rosa tan hermosa, tan cálida, hermosa. Como jazmines que caen del cielo y abrigan mi corazón. Manto de amor y compasión que envolvió a mi corazón cuando vieron por primera vez tus ojos inocentes, dulces como la miel, llenos de vida.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Out of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Cut that song off too soon. I was kind of caught up talking to an old friend of mine, a young lady by the name of Anya, a swell, swell dame. Excited to talk to her. Anyways, so if you hear a buzz, a little buzzing, it's my phone going off. Why, Tuna Ken Jones, are you texting on your phone when you're supposed to be focusing on your show? Well, it's called multitasking. I could do it all. I could do it all. Yeah, no, I can't. So, I just realized looking at the playlist. You know, a lot of these songs, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of these songs are off of albums that do the dot, dot, dot. Blah, 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 blah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. In fact, that last song was by Magic Sam. The title's My Love Is Your Love. Off of the album, dot, 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 With a Feeling, The Complete GoPro Chief and Crash Recordings, 1957 to 1966. We heard Merle Haggard with Mama Tried off of Number One Hits. Well, whatever. It's off of a compilation album. Yada, yada, yada. I could have gotten off of a whole bunch of different sources. You know how that works. yada, yada, yada. Oh, and another dot, dot, dot album from another dot, dot, dot album is Leipzig. Leipzig. The song Missouri off of dot, dot, dot In Search of a Rose, Volume 1. We heard the Penguin Cafe Orchestra from the Colonies, and we heard the Yum Yums doing, what is it? Yummy Love off of dot, dot, dot Play Music. Okay, well, hey, listen, how about Betty Cody with another dot from another dot, 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 yada, yada, yada album? The album's called And the Answer Is Great Country Answer Discs from 50s to 60s, Volume 1 from 1953.
I found out more than you ever knew about him. You think he loved you, but you are so wrong. Now he's with me, that's where he belongs. And I found out more than you ever knew about him. You say he kissed you, true that may be, but he never kissed you the way he kissed me. And I found out more than you ever knew about him. You say I stole his love from you. You say that I made you part, but he came to me. You know it's true. You think he'll miss you and tire of me, but you're only blinded by cold jealousy. 'Cause I found out more than you ever knew about him. But he wasn't happy till I was his wife. And I found out more than you ever knew about
To make a witch pockmarked. Ingredients: butter, ivy or wintergreen, 3 coffin nails. Preparation: take the butter and broil it in an iron pan, frying the ivy or wintergreen. Stick the 3 nails in the sauce while saying the name of the appropriate witch. Now carry the sauce and nails into a place where neither sun nor moon shines through. The witch will now be sick for half a year, with pock marks over her entire body.
Santa Claus! Swayne Proctor. And late at night, I like to listen to the Tuna Can Jones Music Show.
Come on, don't call it. nobody can stop what can't be stopped. Natural laws, natural things, no one can stop the monster. In a way, Dracula's an innocent. He drinks from thirst and not from hatred, not from anything putrid and not from civil disobedience. When he drinks, it's from hunger, and I can relate to that. Hunger and hunger and hunger alone, it just does what it needs to do, doesn't it? Doesn't it? In a way, all monsters are innocent. I bet they'd just soon be at the beach with their family, but they can't. And I'm not saying that it's good, and I'm not saying that it's desirable. I'm just saying it is what it is. That's all. That's all. Hunger and thirst, a need they can't deny. Hunger and thirst, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it is what it is. That's all. That's all. Hunger and thirst, a need they can't deny. Hunger and thirst, well, that's all I'm saying. That's all.
To my house, I stole the words
Getting hair in my nose. Started growing a beard a few months ago. It's getting quite bushy. I'm pretty proud of it. Hey, I think I'm starting to wake up now. Just in time for the end of the show. We started this whole crazy set off with Betty Cody, I Found Out More Than You Ever Knew. Vincent Price off of A Coven of Witches Tales from 1973. Little track called To Make a Witch, pockmarked. Machine Girl, Sad Claps. It was a little bit loud and jarring, but hey. Off of the album, Because I'm Young, Arrogant, and Hate Everything You Stand For. Daniel Amos was Shedding the Mortal Coil off of Alarma from 1991. Actually, that was a re-release in 91. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. LaCord with Signals off of the Rick L. Rick split. Jad Fair and Strobe Talbot, the song Hunger off of the Hunger Postcard Flexi Disc. Yes, it's a digital file I played. I don't have the actual Flexi Disc. Sue me. If I just, for geez, just crucify me. Sorry. Excuse me. Teenage Fan Club. Doing the song I don't know it's true. Ha! Teenage Fan Club, God Knows It's True, off of their live performance, the Glastonbury Festival, Worthy Farm, Pilton, Somerset, UK, the NME stage from 1993-0625. And I'm a huge fan of Teenage Fan Club. Very huge fan. Huge fan. Huge. Hey, so, yeah, I'm Tuna Can Jones. You've been listening to Top Dollar Hour. I try to do this show weekly. Sometimes it's an hour. Sometimes it's 2 hours. I never know how long it's going to be. Today, it's going to actually be just a little under an hour long. You know, who knows? I never know. Well, I kind of know. Anyways, if you're listening to this to RadioNope.com, you're a very smart person because Radio Nope is a wonderful online radio station with wonderful music. Just wonderful. Lots of wonderful shows, a whole bunch of different genres. We have a show that is world music, Americana roots. We have a show that does, you know, cool garage surf music. We have a couple interview shows. We've got shows that do everything. Shows that do everything. Also, go to my website, thetopdollarhour.com, to listen to my archives. If you're listening to this from my site, you'll notice that there's a playlist there. You can click on the bands, find out more about them, see what I'm playing as I'm playing it. You can do that next week for next week's show if you'd like. Also, you can subscribe to iTunes. There's a subscription thing on the site. So, yeah, there's that. We're going to end the show with a group called Plus Minus off of a split single they did with Bloodthirsty Butchers from 2007, I believe. Bloodthirsty Butchers, a huge fave in my house, in my head, that is. I love them. And this is Plus Minus on that split single. Song called Banging the Drum. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening to the show. Bless your little pea-picking heart.
We'll be right back. کسانی که گوش میکردند سپاسگزارم. از تمام کسانی که میشنیدند سپاسگزارم. از تمام کسانی که میشناسند سپاسگزارم. این تابدار اور با توکین جونز بوده است. ما برای همه شما فرد، عشق و دستگاهی کم آرزو برمیستیم.